You know, it feels like every week there's a new headline about some company getting blindsided by hackers or leaks. So let me ask you, why is digital risk protection getting so much buzz right now? What's changed?
It's wild, right? Honestly, the biggest shift is that so many threats are now coming from outside the walls. Not some rogue employee, but cybercriminals lurking on the web. Digital risk protection, or DRPS, is all about spotting those outside dangers before they can do real harm.
That actually makes me think of how easily someone can fake a website or set up a phishing scam these days. Internal teams can only see so much. So is that the gap DRP is filling?
Exactly. Internal tools are great for what happens inside, but DRPS is like having watchtowers scanning the horizon. It covers things like fake sites, phishing attacks, even reputation hits that start way outside your network. With cybercrime costs projected to hit $10.5 trillion by 2025, you can't just look inward anymore.
That number is eye-watering. But now I'm curious, how does DRPS actually spot these risks that regular security teams might miss?
So here's where it gets kind of sci-fi. Good DRPS doesn't just stop at the open web. It dives into the deep and dark web. Even places like Telegram, where a lot of sketchy stuff goes down. It uses smart AI to track language, images.
Wait, so this isn't just about scanning for text or basic keywords. It can actually spot fake images or impersonation attempts in real time?
Pretty much, and the speed is wild. Some solutions, like iSprint DRPS, report nearly 98.5% takedown success, often within 9 hours. They're tracking billions of leaked credentials and pulling down dangerous content before it even has time to spread.
I guess it's not just about technology either. There's a human angle. Executives, VIPs, even whole brands can get impersonated or attacked. Does DRP help with that side of things too?
Absolutely. Take iSprint's Face Match. It's designed to spot when someone's faking an executive's image or trying to leak sensitive info. Digital risk protection is basically a proactive shield, fighting off everything from counterfeit goods to brand impersonation. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's fundamental if you want to keep trust and operations safe in this environment.